We're going to be talking about closing, and I'll talk about closing in a minute. But the first thing I want to do is talk to you about your posture. Now, you've got to be postured to be successful, okay? But it's difficult to be postured before you're successful, right? People always tell me, they say, well, I'll talk to my friends when I make money. Okay, well, how are you going to make money if you don't talk to your friends? It's all this vicious cycle. So I want to give you some catchphrases and some things that you can throw in while you're continuing to develop yourself. Now, one of the things that's going to be most important for you that you should already have, there's three things about belief that will help you be more postured. You need to have belief in your products and services. Now, that's the easiest one, okay? You should already have that. You wouldn't probably be with your company if you didn't. The second is you need to have a very strong belief in your company. So if you do not feel that 100%, do what it takes to get there. Get more knowledge about your company. Fly up to the company. Go to conferences. Go to conventions. Be in love with your company. The third one is where most people fall a little bit short. Okay, that's belief in yourself. You need good self-esteem to be able to be postured to really prospect. So this is something you're going to need to work on developing over time. Because if you're not comfortable with yourself, how can you lead other people? You must believe in yourself, and you must believe that you're the leader that people will want to follow. And it all comes down to you've got to portray that in everything you say and do as you talk to people. When you look at your belief, it's not just you, but then you have, again, we call them dream stealers, people trying to knock you down or people saying, oh, these things never work, blah, 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 blah. And you know all the reasons. They love you. If they're close to you, it's people trying to protect you. Sometimes if it's coworkers, it's because they're jealous. People want to keep you where they are. They don't want you to be exceptional because then you're different and you might outgrow them. You have to fight that, and you have to fight it mentally. You have to stay strong. Some people you can avoid. Spouses, it's tough. You know, you do live with them. You don't have to divorce them. This is what you need to say to them. This is what I always did. When he would say things negative to me, I calmly sat down. We didn't have an argument about it. I'd hold his face in my hands. I'd say, sweetheart, the most important thing to me, the critical thing for me to be able to build my business is that I build my self-esteem, that I have very positive thoughts, that I have a great mental positive attitude all the time. Every time you say something, because I value your opinion so much, it chips a little bit away at that. And so it's making it difficult for me to build. If you love me, give me 6 months to show you that I can do this. And when you say something to someone, if they care about you, there's not a whole lot they can say about that, right? Okay. So I want you to hold all of this in and remember that every day in everything you say and speak and do, you need to portray to people that you are the leader you need to be. And it all starts with your belief. And then you need to say things and show people ways that you are that leader. Because you're the one that's going to take them to the ultimate desires. Now,